time now for Heart to Heart. This morning brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everyone. Happy October. I was just telling Gil, I cannot believe this is October 1st already. It's just amazing to me how fast the years go. Although I have to tell you, fall is my favorite time of year, and I'm loving this weather. It's just gorgeous, and it's crisp, and you just feel like being outside doing things.
We have a call, too.
Okay, well, we'll get started here first, and then we'll get back to our callers. So the other thing I wanted to bring up this morning, I wanted to start off with a follow-up for one of our callers last week. Marlene had called in with a question. We had George Curry on last week, who is a psychic medium and also an angel messenger. And Marlene had a very good question. She was asking about people like grandparents and parents who have passed over, and do they act as, or are they guardian angels for young ones that come after they've passed? And George had an opportunity to answer a question, but I didn't think he had enough time to really give her a full answer. So I wanted to let Marlene know. One thing is, when our relatives have passed over, they aren't the official guardian angel for young ones that are born, because angels have never walked the earth. But those loving parents and grandparents act as guardians for other people. And I always tell everybody, it's like my husband's father. When my husband travels overseas, and he does a lot of travel for business, I used to worry about him on the planes and everything going on. And Irv came to me, and he just said to me one day, "Don't worry, I'm taking care of him," and told me that every time he travels, Irv goes along, because he loved to travel and he didn't get to do it that much when he was in the living, and he goes with Larry and he takes care of things. And I have to tell you, Larry's trips are pretty smooth. He's never lost any of his baggage, and it's just been amazing. So know that even though they may not be that little one's official guardian angel, they do act in that capacity, and they are with them, taking care of them and watching out for them. So they are guardians in that sense. So I wanted to follow up with that with Marlene. So I'm going to ask our caller to just hold on a little bit. I want to introduce our guest this morning. Her name is Carol Grace, and she's actually going to cover both topics for us, because Carol is a medium, a psychic medium, and a healing touch practitioner for people and pets. So we're going to cover both the mediumship and the animal side of things this morning. So when Carol was younger, she didn't feel like mediumship was a gift at all. And after years of feeling very different, she now feels blessed to see, hear, and feel the love, the humor, and the caring from those on the other side, and to be able to share their messages with their loved ones here. Carol's appeared on TV as well as other radio shows, and she in fact hosted a radio show on CBS Radio called Soul Sisters. She's always loved helping people, and mediumship is one of the ways she's able to do it. Carol was born with these abilities, and she's trained with some of the most wonderful teachers around the world to enhance them. In fact, she joins me as one of Lisa Williams' preferred readers. So know that too. Carol and I share that we're both preferred readers for Lisa Williams. Carol is also a member of the Best American Psychics. So Carol says, and I'll let her say it herself later, but she says, "I know I was given these gifts for a reason, and I understand and feel very blessed to be able to have and use these gifts to assist others in their healing." So let's bring Carol on. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Jackie.
Yeah, wonderful. You know, it's like one of the things I love about being a radio show host. I get to have all these wonderful people I've met in classes come on and find out things about them I didn't know. So, Carol, before this, I knew that you had this great love of animals, but I didn't actually know that you were a healing touch practitioner.
Yeah. I started doing healing touch back in 97.
Now, did you start with people?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I did too. I've taken Healing Touch, and I started with people. I actually started with a class that was held at a local hospital in our area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I really love that. Most of the class was nurses.
My class was as well.
Isn't that interesting? I love that. Well, I'm thinking Healing Touch, was that actually, you know, really brought to light by a nurse? I can't remember.
It was. I'm trying to think what her name is.
Yeah, I can't either. I can't
either. Too early.
I know.
Janet. People refer to her as Janet, and that's all I hear.
Yeah. But I think that's wonderful to know, you know. I mean, people think of Healing Touch as an energy modality, and they think that's so outside of the medical world, and here it is brought to light by a nurse.
Absolutely, yeah. Janet Metkin is her name. She wanted everyone to be able to do this, and not just the nurses. So it is also a branch off of the Therapeutic Touch, which she worked with somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's amazing, and they certainly know the power of touch when you're in the hospital. I mean, you know, what's the first thing we do when we go to visit people in the hospital? I mean, we take their hand.
Right.
You know, and the power of touch with infants.
Yes. Yeah, there's so many great modalities. I mean, people don't even realize they're doing it when they reach out to somebody and share their love and care.
Yeah, it just comes natural, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what we do. Well, I'll tell you what, Carol, before we get really started. Okay, all right. Well, our caller has, maybe she'll call back. Let's talk about, so I know your connection with animals goes way back to the time when you were a little girl and you used to feed stray cats, or at least you thought they were stray cats. They were probably, your neighborhood probably had the most well-fed cats in the area.
That's true. I always just loved animals. They were the best. Well, I still think they are.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I've got allergies going on.
Yeah, it's that time of year. That's time of year. In fact, I know, too, you talked about, and it also started when you really, when your gift sort of came to light from your dog, too. So tell us about that.
Oh, she was over 120 pounds. She was a German Shepherd. He had hip dysplasia, and so, you know, I was constantly working on him, and it really helped him to live longer, live without pain, to be able to move easier. It was quite a blessing. Also stopped me from getting other animals, because my daughter is also an animal lover, and there was a bird that was knocked unconscious, and she wanted to take it home, and I was thinking, well, we'll take it to somewhere else, and then I thought, wait a minute, I know Healing Touch.
Uh-huh.
And I started working on it, and then it ended up flying away.
That makes me smile, Carol, because, you know, I do some healing modalities too, and it's funny, it's like something will happen, and I don't think of it right away, and then I'll do the same thing. I'm like, hey, wait a minute, I can do something about that. I was like, wait, I know what to do. And it's funny. It's like, it's funny that doesn't pop in my head right away. But I was also thinking about how your other gift, a mediumship, came to light too through the passing of your dog.
That was a different dog. That was Dugan.
Yeah.
With Dugan, he was the one that I, after he kept on coming, I was like, I don't want to see this anymore. So
well,
I
now tell people about what you mean about when he kept on coming.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I would come home and I would see him sitting in the front window where he always sat when he would see me coming. And but he was already passed over, mm-hmm. so he couldn't be there.
Right. He couldn't be there.
So at that time, I didn't fully understand what it was that I had. And it was just too heartbreaking, and no one believed me anyway. So,
right. Well, it's hard when you see things that other people don't see, and then they're always discounting that. And particularly, I'm sure it's hard for you because I know, having lost a lot of dogs over my lifetime, that was the hardest thing for us with our first dog, to come home and not have them at that window when you were coming in, you know?
Yeah.
And in fact, that started us on this, it's sort of the potato chip factor at our house. But I said to my husband, I will never just have one, because I never want to go through that again when I come home and there's just quiet and there's no pitter patter and there's nobody coming to greet you. And from that time forward, we always had at least two dogs, and now we have five.
Wow.
Now we have, all right, so I carried that a little to the extreme. But I know how you feel. It's like you come home and you just want to see them. So I think that's interesting for you, Carol, that was sort of what really opened you to really seeing it, because it was, I'm sure Dugan was so strong for you.
Oh, yeah. He was a great dog. And actually, I think the dog that I have now, she reminds me so much of him.
Yeah, well, could be. Could be Dugan returned. You know, I actually have three that have been with me before, and it's, you sort of know. You know, I always tell people that they're like, well, they want so-and-so to return, and how will I know? And it sounds hollow, but you just know.
Right. Well, I said to her just last night, I said, you are right. You are Dugan.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's like, Mommy knows. All right, I know now. So, all right, so tell us a little bit more about Healing Touch.
It's, as you know, a wonderful modality for people and pets. It helps the body to heal. It helps release pain. It's a much more in-depth training than most Reiki classes,
mm-hmm.
Which is something that I loved about it, is that you get a very in-depth training, and anyone can do this. Anyone can learn to do this. And besides my dog, I've worked on horses and seen the results of them walking better. And you know, animals don't lie.
yeah, they don't. They don't cover. You know how people like we want to make something seem better than it is or worse than it is, but animals just are.
Right. And they don't, like some people say that, well, maybe it's your power of belief. Well, animals don't have any belief about what you're doing.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. But now I will ask you this, because I know from being an animal communicator how animals, you know, read our minds. I mean, it's telepathy. So my question, and I just wondered, you know, what your opinion is, even though animals don't have the power of belief, if you as the owner and guardian don't believe in it, and the animal reads that in your head, I think it could have an impact. What do you think?
I believe your intention and your belief. Because I fully believe in this. I believe, that it would have an effect.
Yeah.
Because, just like a person, I would think that sort of makes me almost want to take back what I originally said.
Well, but it's interesting. But, you know, it's a way, but, you know, sometimes you don't think about that, and that might not have occurred to you in that way. So that's why I think it's just great to talk about things, because you know, gives us different ideas and things we hadn't thought about. But yeah, so I was just wondering if you had experienced that with anything. But it's just like, you know, when you have an illness, and if you know people have gone through those kind of medical challenges, if the doctor tells them they're getting better or this is improving and this looks great, their attitude totally changes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's belief.
Yeah, so you can hold on to that. So the good news is even if you're working on somebody and you're working on their animal, Carol, and they have doubts, you don't have doubts. And, you know, you're the one, you know, who's there with the animal as well. So the animal's also reading you, you know, and you know what it can do and you have no doubts in it. So sometimes I think, you know, it's that can override a little bit of doubt in the owner.
Right. Yeah. And another thing about healing touch is all the research they've done on it. You know, they know that it relaxes the muscles and you get increased circulation, the endorphins are flowing better, nutrients are absorbed, and everything is just going, and toxins become released, and they end up being relaxed, and when you're working with it, do you notice that the people become more relaxed too?
Yes, isn't that, I often wonder about that, but it's like, they just do, it's like everybody just sort of like lets their shoulders down, and you know, and they just sort of go with it.
And the other animals, if they're around.
Yeah, and don't they come around? They, like, get closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was working on a horse once in a barn, and there were all these birds, and first the barn was really loud. And then these, as I was working, I wasn't paying attention to them, because you learn to sort of just zone in on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Become one.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, someone who was with me said, look, and all the birds were lined up on the rafters, and they were all quiet, and there was a lot of them. And all the other, the goats, the everything, were just quiet, and it was just this peace and calm in this big old barn. It was great.
I know, isn't that? Because they can feel the energy, and also they know your intent. And so when you're helping one of the fellow animals, you know, they come around to sort of add that energy, I think.
Right.
Yeah, they just want to feel it, too. I always tell my golden retrievers, you just want some of it, too. Yeah.
Thankfully, there's enough for everybody.
Yeah, and there is, and there is. So, Carol, you worked with Carol Commodore. Did you?
Actually, I trained with Kathy Veeder.
Okay.
One of her instructors.
Okay, very good, very good. So, because it's been many years. And when you did your training, I'm just curious, because I haven't really followed it recently, but when I was doing mine, she was just getting into tuning forks. Did you do any of that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because I found that fascinating because, you know, as we all are vibrational beings, and, you know, I just, you know, and I haven't pursued that, but I just had wondered if you did because I just, that just fascinates me because I'm thinking there must be something to that, that a certain vibration would resonate in your body, you know, to produce that vibration. And that makes sense to me then that that could facilitate healing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of healing touches, very big community here in Michigan, at least southeastern Michigan. And we have a couple of practitioners who also teach sound healing, which I have not taken yet, but what I've heard about it, and they use tuning forks,
mm-hmm.
Is amazing, that it really does. It can, your body will raise up to that frequency if it needs to be at a higher level.
Right, right. It resonates to that. And, you know, I know there's a group, Acutonics, that does that with people. And they always say, you know, the medicine of the future is not going to be invasive. We're going to have ways like this that will be able to help the body do its own healing, which it does now. You know, we just give it different types of help.
Right. Yeah, I think that's called entrainment.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Very good, Carol. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, everyone.
We go back to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Okay. We're talking with Carol Grace this morning. She's a psychic medium and a healing touch practitioner for people and pets. So Carol, we've been talking about your healing touch work. So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about your mediumship.
Okay, great. And you and I were just talking privately about our training, our education in that.
Right, and that we keep doing that.
And I actually am now, and I've done this before, but doing a mediumship training course, foundation course.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and that's a weekend intensive. And but the mediumship seems to have taken over most of my work. I'm getting more of my business through the mediumship side, but I also find that that is also helpful, using my mediumship and intuition, of course, with the healing touch for animals. And
yeah, well, that I think that pulls things in. I always use that as well when I do animal communication. You know, I try to get strictly what the animal's saying, but sometimes animals are quiet, or sometimes they don't know, and then I'll ask for some help from the guides and others. And I know what you mean. It really does add to your effectiveness.
Yeah, it's more of a balance.
Yeah. So you're teaching now, and I think that's a wonderful thing, Carol, because so many people ask me, you know, to teach a class as well, because people want to know. They want to know how to tune into their intuition themselves, don't they?
Yeah, and it's everyone should. Everyone should. I mean, I think we were all given these gifts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just makes our lives so much easier when we're using all of our gifts and all of our abilities. And granted, some will have more, so more intuition or mediumship than others, but we all have it.
Right. And that's a good point. Everybody has it. Some people it's a little stronger. It's just like, you know, playing baseball. You know, most people can play baseball, but some people are better.
Right, yeah. I liken it to the piano.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody can play chopsticks. But only a few can play Mozart and Bach. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I think it's great. So tell us a little bit about moments when you were doing mediumship that you were so grateful because you've had such an impact on someone's life.
I've had a few clients who have struggled after the person has passed over. And mostly right now what's coming to me are the parents.
Who have had children.
Yes.
Okay.
And it brings up two different scenarios. One is where the child had to make the decision about taking them off life support.
They had to decide for the child, or the child had to decide for the parent?
The child had to decide for the parent.
That's hard.
And, yeah. So they lived with that and felt guilty until the parent came through. And when I was doing these readings, I had no idea what had happened.
Right. You're just getting the bits and pieces and putting it together, and which is wonderful because then people know that it's not like you're coming up with some answer on your own.
Right.
Right. You're getting it totally. You're getting the whole story.
Yeah. And so that was, they could let go of that and know they had done the right thing and, you know, basically freed the parent. Other times, I was doing a gallery reading and this little girl came through and, her mother was in the audience and she gave me her mother's name and, it was so sweet. I had to do her separate. When we took a break, I went to her and got the daughter and through spirit, and she was telling the mother how she was going to come back to her.
Oh, in this life? In this lifetime?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and it had been very hard on the mother, and so the child said a few things and to her, and, but really, the fact that she told me that she was coming back to her. And I don't say things to people just to make them happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at least...
Yeah, that's what I give.
Yeah. And that's the bottom line. I mean, that's because you, as a true evidential medium, that's what you do. And you ask people, do they want to hear it all? And, you just give them what you get. And that's all we can do, to follow it and then... get a response from the people and move on. So, but I think that's so comforting, Carol. And I like, I also like the integrity of your approach about how when somebody comes through like that with a very emotional, reaction with both of them, together there, that you're able to understand that and do that privately with a person, not in front of the audience. People worry about that all the time, and I always try to tell people that too, that if it's something really personal, that I'll talk to them privately afterwards, because it is. I mean, some of these things are very emotional, and also your interaction with the daughter who had to take her mother off life support, those are such difficult decisions to be made, and everybody always wonders, did they do the right thing?
Right, and you can just beat yourself up.
Yeah.
And then that fear of having let her go when she shouldn't have gone, and yes, all of that. So it really is
healing.
Really is a blessing.
Yeah, really is a blessing.
For them.
And that is really healing, because that's one of the things people ask all the time when they come for a reading. They want to know if they did things the way the person would have wanted it to be done.
Yeah.
They want that validation, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone wants to be sure that that person isn't upset with them or hurt, or if they should have. Like you said, if they should have done more or less or differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which things did they like best? And, did they like that song? And it's also interesting to me because people who have passed are there for the service. Don't you find that?
Yes.
Yeah. So they know everything that happened, and they can definitely give their feedback and opinions.
Yes. Yes, and they will.
And they will. I know. I love that. I mean, some of them are very vocal. And it's always the ones then after you give them that and tell them what, and they said, that's just like her. She would definitely say that. She always has an opinion. So that's definitely great. So, well, how has doing this work changed your life, Carol?
Well, I was resistant towards the mediumship. I tend to think it's because when I was younger, But then once I decided that I was really going to begin doing it, to see how much it can help people and how the benefit of it, the healing from it, and my slogan is, you know, healing comes in many forms.
Oh, I like that. I like that. And that's perfect for you. All right, we'll have to use that. Healing comes in many forms. We've been getting slogans. Last week, I'll just have to share this with you because I thought this was so funny. We had the angel messenger, and he said, when you pray, move your feet. And I love that because it's so true. You know, some people pray for things, but they don't do anything on their side to make it happen.
Right.
And I think he said that that was an old Indian saying, a Native American saying. So I love that because it's so true. You know, we have to do our part, too. It's like we're in it together with those on the other side and spirit and angels. It's like we're working together, so we have to do our part, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, some people think that they just need to wish for something and that's it.
Yeah.
You're done. And yes, and do you find that some people, because people do come for psychic readings, mm-hmm. I'm sure they do for you, that the guy's going to come, but they don't have to do anything. And sometimes that is the case, but most of the time it's the people need to shift.
Right. You're right. There's something that they need to change or do to make the next step happen. And it's true. It's like, yeah, I don't know where we got that, but I know I did that for many years too. You just think that you put something out there and it's just going to like drop in your lap.
Right.
You know, or that if you say an affirmation a number of times a day, you know, it's just going to drop in your lap. Well, that's not really how the universe works.
Right. Yeah. I exercise to be strong.
Yeah. God wants us to do our part too, and you know, and you know, we do it together, so hand in hand. So it's interesting. I know what you mean exactly. So, what are some of your goals for moving forward with both your mediumship and your healing touch?
To help as many people as I can. You know, through the Healing Touch. I'm also on the board at the Healing Touch Center here in Michigan.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. You know, doing the Healing Touch for animals still, the mediumship and teaching, and just, you know, through all of those things to let people know that there is, that life does go on, and that there are other ways of helping yourself and helping your loved ones through different healing modalities, and just that there's so much more than
what meets the eye. And, you know, the thing I like about Healing Touch, and you said it, but I just want to emphasize it again, Carol, is that everybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for people, you know how sometimes you just feel so helpless when somebody you love is going through a medical crisis. And, you know, you just feel like there isn't anything you can do, but you can. You can do this, right?
Absolutely. Yes, I remember I started because of my mom and my dog. And and I had been looking for something. And I saw on the news, our weatherman was at this clinic here in Michigan, and they were doing Healing Touch, and it was like, I want to do this. And then I called and found out, and
I've
continued with it since then, which was 97.
Yeah, well, so. I think that's great out there in Michigan that it has such a following, and it's getting that kind of validation even on TV.
Yeah. Our weatherman was retiring, and he understood the energy, and I think his wife may have been sick, mm-hmm. and that led him to explore new avenues.
Yep, exactly. He was in the same boat, you know, we were just talking about. It's like you just want to do something and you want to be helpful and you want them to feel better in any way you can.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah. I love that. I love that we were able to share that this morning, Carol, because I want people to know that that's out there. That's one of the things I've been most thankful for this program. We've been able to bring things to light, different therapies, like we had Leg Up Farm for kids, and programs with in-home euthanasia, and things that people just may not have even been aware of.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You're doing a great job and great service to everyone.
Thank you, Carol. I'll tell you, it's a real learning experience for me as we go every week. So, you know, I love doing it, and we have great listeners. So that really helps, too. So it's been wonderful. So now, Carol, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you.
You can go to my website, which is carolgrace.com, and Carol is spelled with an E.
Right, so it's CaroleGrace.com.
Right, and then on Facebook, it's, excuse me, Carol Grace Burris, which is CaroleGrace.Burris. And like the page, occasionally I give away free readings on there for people who have liked the page.
Nice.
And my phone number is 586-307-08. I'm looking at it right now.
I know, you're like me. All right, say it again.
307-6856. And my email is carolgrace@carolgrace.com.
Okay. So. All right, wonderful. So, and then real quick, is Healing Touch, is that also something that can be done remotely?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so we didn't touch on that, so I want people to know that if they get in touch with you. And when I say remotely, I mean that you don't have to actually be there with your hands-on healing touch. You can actually do it because it's energetic from long distance, right?
Right, yeah, just like doing a phone reading.
Yeah.
You know, still can connect with that person.
Yeah, and I think I know that's hard for some people to like wrap their head around, but you know, just think of it as like it's like radio waves going through the air. You know, it definitely, you know, you can reach that person, and with the energy and give them the healing work from a distance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. Yeah. So I definitely wanted us to cover that so that if people got a hold of you, we might be able to do things that way.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, Carol, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me and your audience and your producer. You have a great day, and thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah, thanks, Carol. Well, and thank you for doing what you do for everybody and for the animals. It's wonderful. Okay. All right. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, everyone, I wanted to tell you, are we going to have a quick break?
We're going to take a break.
All right, just a
quick
break.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. All right, okay, we're back. Hi, it's Jackie again. And Heart to Heart, talking to spirit and animals. And we had a wonderful guest on this morning, Carol Grace. And she was both a medium and a healing touch practitioner. So gave us lots of good information and information about how we can help our family and both people and pets when they're not feeling well and feel like we're doing something. So next week, we're going to have a very interesting guest. This is going to be fun. It's Melody Bishop of Runes by Melody. And I know you're all saying, what in blazes is a rune? So I'm going to tell you because I thought this was just so interesting. Runes are like an ancient alphabet that was used as early as the 3rd century. And mostly through Scandinavia and Northern Europe, they call it the Viking Tarot. And what it was stones with these symbols carved into them, like an alphabet. And those symbols then were used as a script, and they were used as an oracle. So you could pull different runes and find out a little bit about information from a spiritual, or they also, the Vikings used it for navigation. So it's just very interesting. It's sort of like a divination practice. And the word rune means mystery or secret. So I just found that fascinating. And I have to tell you, Melody is third generation. And she, as far as somebody who uses runes and is an intuitive, and she's really spot on. So you will enjoy hearing her next week and finding out about something we don't know much about, runes. So once again, I will remind everybody, if you want to re-listen to a show, you can find them on my website, which is jacquilebeau.com, jacquilebeau.com. And if you're interested in a reading or want to get with me, I have offices in Hanover and York, and my number is 717-968-5289. Okay, we'll see you next week, everyone.